Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, starting in verse 13, ending in verse 18. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. And now, dear brothers and sisters, we want you to know what will happen to the believers who have died so you will not grieve like people who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and was raised to life again, we also believe that when Jesus returns, God will bring back with him the believers who have died. We tell you this directly from the Lord. We who are still living when the Lord returns will not meet him ahead of those who have died. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a commanding shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God. First, the believers who have died will rise from their graves. Then, together with them, we who are still alive and remain on the earth will be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Then we will be with the Lord forever. So encourage each other with these words. Once again, that was 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. Hope is so powerful. Humans need hope so much that they will even make up reasons to have it. As Christians, our hope is not made up or wishful thinking, it is based on the resurrection of Christ. Death has been defeated. Christ will come again and set the world right, and those who believe in him will rise again and live with him. You do not have to lose hope in the face of death or dire situations. If death has been defeated, you can have hope in all your hardships. If the Lord has defeated death, then nothing can stop his love for you, nothing can separate you from his love. God has given you hope, real hope. Hold on to his hope in the darkest of storms. Death has been defeated. Christ is stronger than any problem that life can throw at you, and he loves you. Hold on to his hope as he holds on to you. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. Where do you need God's hope in your life? What and who can help you remember that Jesus is with you in the storms? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.